You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. We're the Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. Watch us on NBC Sports Washington. And as always, we are presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 25th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, all.
And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
Just surviving the wind.
Wind was terrible. Man, it was bad.
Howling last night.
Kept me up all night.
I just kept
waiting for a tree to land on the house, and that'll be it.
You've been basically talking about that for 5 years, and I don't think you've cut one down.
Oh, no, it's too expensive. I mean, it's like
10 G's.
Yeah. It is what it is.
You've rolled the dice.
The house has been there since probably 1970, so we're just going to hope it doesn't fall down. You know, got three or four of them.
Keeping your fingers crossed.
You think I'm going to spend $10,000 to cut a tree down?
I know you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to wait for Mother Nature to blow it down.
Right.
It doesn't blow it and down right on top of your house.
And then you're going to collect that home insurance check.
Well, as long as we're still alive. I look at them, and I see the way they're leaning. I feel like they'd fall down the hill, not hit the house. But, hey, definitely could hit the house.
Yeah, you just never know.
Never know.
The wind was bad last night, man. Still is.
Yeah, it didn't wake me up until about 3:50. It seemed to come in spurts. Was it all night? Like at midnight, 1 o'clock, was it blowing like that?
Yeah.
It started well before the evening because I was out at a park playing some sports, and it was blowing that ball around.
Yeah. I knew it was windy, but I don't think it was 50, 60 miles per hour in the afternoon. Maybe it was. I think it was.
There were definitely some gusts.
I think it was, it got bad at my house overnight, but yeah. Hopefully that'll subside a little bit today, and it'll be back to normal.
Yeah, if you're motivated, go out and fly a kite.
Fly a kite
out there.
Are you kidding?
Fly a kite. That's a pursuit of a 5 to 7 year old.
That's beach fair at best. Something I would do at the beach with the kids, rarely. Not going to do it in the neighborhood.
Bung bung beach.
All the trees.
Oh, you can't do it in a neighborhood.
Power lines.
Yeah, just too many obstacles.
Not possible. I guess I could go to a high school or something.
Go to a park.
Yeah, I could go to a park.
Yeah.
It's not as convenient. It's not going to happen. Plus, my kids are above. They're beyond that age now.
I think I can count on
them. Don't you have a 9-year-old?
She's not really into
it. She might get size. I would never spend big on a kite. Like, to have a real kite that's going to go up like 200, 300 feet, you got to spend some real money. You can't buy a kite at CVS for $8.
30.
I mean, it's going to go up 10 feet.
You got 50 feet
of rope. It's going to crash down.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't know what Cakes did this weekend, but I can tell you saw your guy, Jonathan.
I did see my man, Jonathan. It was well past due.
Got groomed.
Well, I'm going to be out and about a little bit this week. I'm going to the Caps game on Tuesday night.
All right.
Very nice.
And then I'm heading out, I think it's Thursday night, to see our guy Mark Roberge do a solo show in D.C.
I think I'm going Wednesday night. Is that this week?
It is this week, Ricky. Yeah. Yes. Put it on your calendar.
It's on my calendar.
He's at the City Winery.
He's having a look. Yeah, I'm going Wednesday night.
Yes, so I will be there Thursday night.
Good.
Hear all the hits.
I will say this. I found myself this weekend, I was watching the Wizards. I think it was Saturday night. And then...
let me guess. It was another over. I mean, it had to be. How could it not be an over?
You know what, Cakes? Yep. I don't even know because I was so bored by it. I started flipping around, and I legitimately chose the AAF over it.
Well, that's
legitimately
that is very weird because I watched 2 or 3 minutes of the AAF. I think it was the Legends Iron game, and I couldn't have been more bored.
Was that the same one? I don't know the name. I watched the Orlando Memphis game.
No, different game. Physically impossible for me to be more bored and more removed from
it. I watched the whole game.
What?
The whole game. I was just kind of tired,
really?
And I just had it on, and I was watching. Yeah, it was better than the Wizards.
Well,
I mean, the Wizards.
I can't argue that. I mean, the Wizards are they're painful to watch.
They are.
Yeah.
They're just a joke.
Unless you like watching other teams score 125 or 130 a night, they're tough to watch.
Nah, it's hard. It was like, yeah, this sucks. I've seen this a million times. Let me see what's going on. And then I saw the AAF, and I was kind of intrigued. And Christian Hackenberg got benched at halftime. Zach Mettenberger came in and threw, I think, 2 touchdown passes. And I think you'll never see Christian Hackenberg ever again.
Well, I know I won't see him ever again.
Yeah, you never will.
I know I'll never see him in the NFL. And I know that I'm never watching the AAF again.
He should have never started.
Never watching
it took 2.5 games, but it's over now. It's officially over. Because Mettenberger looked like freaking Joe Montana compared to him.
Of course.
That sounds like the worst Saturday night I've ever heard of.
Man, I was home. What do you want me to tell you? I was home. I was watching
TV.
Could
have watched a movie or something like that.
Getting back to
dinner.
I enjoyed it. Hey, 500,000 people watched it last week, right? I was part of the 500,000.
I think the Wizards game you bypassed, it was them at home against the Pacers, and they lost to the Pacers without their best player. So any of you people that think that the Wizards have some sort of grasp or outside shot at the playoffs, you're officially crazy. You should be committed.
Right.
Because they're not making
Well, then Friday night they had a huge lead. Friday night had a pretty big lead against Charlotte.
It doesn't matter. Leads don't matter.
Yeah, they blew it.
Yeah, leads are.
They just evaporate.
A joke.
I was watching, it was like 40 to 27 or something.
Yeah, right. Those leads evaporate in 2 seconds.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Yeah. Lose
by 13.
It's a good question for Scotty Brooks because I've never seen leads be more meaningless than they are in 2019.
And he's doing what he can to try to shake it up. I mean, he started Bobby Portis on Saturday and I guess benched Thomas Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bryant responded with a good game, but it all still wound up in a loss.
They're just not good. Bradley Beal's good.
Yeah.
46 points against Charlotte, had 35 in the latest loss to Indiana. But they're not a good
team. It's a lost season.
They had 46 in the Hornet game.
And I think when it's all said and done,
on Friday night,
I'll come down on the side of they are better with John Wall. There was a little period of time where you can make an argument, maybe they're better without John Wall. No, they're not.
I mean, my youngest son yesterday asked me, have the Wizards ever been good? And I said, no. I said when they were the Bullets,
depends
they were
on what,
good.
Depends on what
no,
you.
They were decent said, when they won 49 games. They were decent that year.
I mean, they've had a few short, sustained bursts. I guess bursts of success with the trio of Jameson, Caron Butler, Arenas back in the day. They had playoff appearances with them. They've had a few with Wall and Beal.
It depends on what you define good.
I said they haven't been good since the late 70s. When they were the Bullets.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. I told him they won a world championship, and he said, the Wizards won a world championship? But no. The Bullets won a world championship. The Wizards have won nothing.
Right, when you were 8 years old.
So next time you go to Cap One, take a look up in the rafters to that banner.
So it's super windy. A lot of people probably were woken up in their sleep by the wind gusts. Mm. I just butchered my sleep because I stayed up to watch True Detective. I know some of you haven't watched it.
I watched it.
And then I was recording the Oscars. I watched the first hour, although I actually missed the opening.
You missed Adam Lambert and Queen.
Yeah,
it was good.
I tuned in and saw Regina King crying all over the place. That's where I started. So it was right around 8:15. I
think
guess.
Kevin didn't get that one correct, right? I think he missed
a
bunch.
I think he did get.
He did have Regina King.
Believe so.
Yeah, because we made a Bradley Beal joke. Beal Street could talk.
Okay.
Anyway, and then I watched it on fast forward. After, so I was up to like even watching on fast forward because I want to watch the good parts. I skip over animated short,
right?
Documentaries, best editing,
right?
Although I'll pause just to kind of be aware of what won. Like Black Panther seemed to win a lot of the behind the scenes awards, like best sound or best whatever.
Did it work
costume
without
design.
The host?
I
it
thought
was
so.
Fine.
Yeah,
it was fine. Yeah,
okay.
I like seeing a comedian go up there and Joan on him for 10 minutes.
You don't need a host.
They had hosts because Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and the other chick, they did like 3 or 4 minutes of shtick
before they
gave out the first award.
Was it terrible? I think Eric
Were you
has
watching it.
It
going, just get off the stage?
Can we play a little of the shtick? Because that's the part that I missed. And I actually was bitter because I wanted to rewind
it. It was mediocre.
So it started with We Will Rock You, right?
You're talking about the Queen bit?
We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. They did a mashup.
I wish they had done more, to be honest with you.
Okay, so they did that, and then they went right to the three ladies?
Yeah.
All right, here's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Again, we are not your hosts this year, but if we had hosted, it probably would have gone like this.
I'm Freddie Mercury.
Well, I'm the wife. Buster Scruggs, I hardly know her.
Hey, Chad. That's a good one. Hey, Chadwick Boseman, what kind of plans you got later?
I don't know that chick. She's from Saturday Night Live.
Like,
Rudolph.
Real ugly chick.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, real ugly chick.
Sam Elliott from
Sam Elliott mustache wax.
Rome is on Netflix. What's next? My microwave makes a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny.
Yeah, I mean.
And don't worry, Bradley. After four kids, I too have peed myself at the Grammys.
I don't even know what they're doing.
They're doing a shallow.
Can we stop that? Can we stop it? Yeah. Let's cut it out. Yeah.
But that was, they were kind of like the host because they did that little 3-minute bit. And then the show was,
I mean, were they
drunk.
Drunk? They sounded drunk.
No.
Well, Spike Lee won for best screenplay.
Best, yeah.
And he jumped on Samuel Jackson. But apparently he walked out because he's bitter that Green Book won best picture.
Yeah, I don't know why he's bitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know anything about Green Book.
And Roma was the heavy favorite. Who did you put your money on?
On Best Picture, I didn't take any of the favorites. Took all dogs. I took I put a little bit of money on Star Is Born and Black Klansman. Loser, loser.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Not that Green Book.
The only reason I didn't do Green Book is because the odds were okay. I mean, they were still a dog, but it was, they were like plus 250.
Could have made you some green.
I went for the big ones. The only one I won was Best Actress. $25 paid me $125. That was Olivia Colman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Glenn Close got hosed, I guess.
I can't believe she
lost.
There
was so much hype about her winning and being like a lifetime
achievement. She was a huge favorite.
Huge
favorite. Well, the chick that won was funny.
Olivia Colman,
she probably gave the best speech.
She's really
good. I'm sorry, but look, I didn't watch the entire Oscars. I just can't watch The Favorite. With the movie with Emma
right.
Stone.
Because it's spelled with a U.
Rachel Weisz. And it's a, like, I'm kind of with you, B, on this. It's a period piece. I can do period pieces if guys have like shields and swords and long hair, and are fighting each other. I can't do a period piece where it's big, giant estates and fancy gardens and women with, you know, hair like all the way up to here.
Up to the ceiling.
And,
and
long, extravagant dresses. I just can't. That, it can be the greatest movie ever, and I'm missing out
on
it.
I'll never see it.
I just can't watch it.
Well, there was a moment there where former Junkies guests Jimmy Chin and Alex Honnold, they won their Academy Award for Free Solo, won Best Documentary. It was very cool. The chick, I guess she was one of the producers. She was talking the whole. She didn't let Jimmy Chin talk.
I know. Like, I think at the end
she was
just
terrible.
Like, thanks.
Yeah, so
he
annoying.
Just said thanks and left.
Right. You know, the first thing he said was. He definitely said OS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they bleeped it out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That happened to a few of the award winners. Where one person would get on the mic, they'd start talking,
they
they'd thank
multiple,
everybody.
They don't let
And then the second
talk.
Person wouldn't get anything to say. In fact, Spike Lee was up there with three other screenwriters. He did the whole thing, and then they just played the music.
How about in that group, done. you let Alex Honnold talk, the guy who scaled El Capitan by himself.
Right, the most interesting of the three.
Right. How about you let him talk a little bit? All he did was he was acknowledged at the end, and he gave a wave like this.
With his long fingers,
small-ass fingers, just did this and walked off the stage.
Yeah, well, I thought Jimmy Chin should have spoke. I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't know if that woman that Elizabeth Chai for Sahali must not be here. Are they together?
I don't
think
know.
So.
And then everybody thought that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were going to make out.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
So his wife did all the time.
They performed, and then their heads were all close.
Yeah.
People thought they were going to make out.
I didn't see that part.
Is that worth watching? Because, I mean, I recorded it. I haven't watched any of it, so I was going to watch it today.
Fast forward.
Blindly, I could say no, it's not worth watching.
Blindly.
Just a few.
What about the people who aren't blind? Was it worth watching?
Sure.
Okay.
I think the Queen performance is awesome. I mean, Adam Lambert's awesome. Watch that. Watch the big awards.
Yeah.
There's really only four or five you care about. Best actor, best actress.
That's all I care about.
Best picture, maybe documentary.
Mahershala Ali win another one.
Yeah, Mahershala was very classy.
Yep.
He's got two
of them. He's racking up the awards.
Is it true that he and Denzel are the only brothers to have two?
I don't know. He's been only nominated twice, but he's won twice.
Yeah, he's money.
He's got a silly percentage.
He has money.
He had a great speech, very solid.
Who watched True Detective finale?
Not me.
Right two here. Of us?
I watched it.
I'm in.
If you're going to talk about it, let me know, and I'll leave the room.
No, we can wait. We can hold off.
I'll just say it was good.
Is it worth watching?
All the dogs in the audience.
Yeah. All right, good.
How about you
better watch
it by tonight?
Never watch the finale. That's impossible.
I'm not dying that much.
Even if I said it wasn't worth watching, you'd watch it.
Yeah,
you have to get to a conclusion.
Oh, yeah, I'm invested. I'm definitely
What time was it on last night? Because I've never really watched it live.
Nine. 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And it was an hour and 20 minutes plus.
Oh, is it?
Bonus!
I got worried because I started watching a little bit late on the DVR.
Yeah.
And it didn't process. It kept saying 4 minutes left.
Right.
Is it going to be done in 4 minutes? Like, no way. It was just that I was watching it 4 minutes behind.
Right,
like, as it
Richie,
was airing.
That's how it works.
I know, but
it's trying to catch you up.
I thought I screwed up on the DVR. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to Jim Salisbury, who's a Phillies insider. The latest is Bryce may sign by tomorrow. Who knows?
I think that's true. I think that makes sense.
Also, we'll talk about the Academy Awards. Kevin McCarthy joins us later in the program right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so on Friday, we finished the show. And of course, there's some interesting news later in the day.
Right.
And that had to do with a sting operation in Jupiter, Florida, I believe, at a strip mall.
Yep.
And they uncovered a prostitution ring, child sex trafficking, which is terrible.
Is it child sex? I know that was thrown out there.
I think they were
minor.
I thought I heard they were minors.
I think they were speculating, but I don't think that's confirmed.
And so 25 people were charged.
I thought they were set up to 200. Weren't they looking at up to 200?
They may have been looking at 25
states too. It wasn't just that one spot in Jupiter.
That was 200 across the state.
Yeah.
But 12 different spots.
But at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, Robert Kraft on the list, the owner of the New England Patriots.
And the worst part is they have video.
Video of not only him walking into the establishment, but doing the act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Sharp is the lead detective on the case, said that Kraft was driven to the Jupiter Spa on two occasions and received sex acts, which were captured by video inside the building, didn't give any other specifics.
What do you think the chances are the video gets out? 100%, right?
Yeah, at some point.
So.
Yeah, it will
it's gonna
see
get
light
out.
Of day. Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't, but
someone's
it's going
to pay for it.
That's going to end up on like YouPorn. Yeah.
Yeah, probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't put that on a regular site. That's going to end up on – that's gonna be there like with the Paris Hilton video.
Most likely at some
imagine
point.
Imagine how
yeah.
bitter he was when he found out.
But again, he's –
he found out there were cameras in there.
He's an idiot.
He's a big stupid. Yes. Okay, first of all, he's worth $6.6 billion. That's his net worth.
Yep.
So if you're worth that amount of money – and my wife thought this is creepy that I had already plotted this out.
No, this is exactly what you
this
do.
This is what you do. If you're so crazy about how – you know. First of all, no underage girls. That's rule number one.
Well, I don't know that that's confirmed. I know that that was thrown out there.
Sure.
I don't know that that was confirmed.
I'm just saying as a general rule. One, no underage girls. Two, of course you don't go out and do this in public.
No.
You have a spot in your mansion.
You have someone come to your house.
If you wanted to have that massage parlor look, have an entire wing of your house set up as a massage parlor.
Yeah, but see, the problem is his girlfriend's there.
Okay, you can have a secret panic room. That's you right. think it's a panic room, but it's actually
or you get a hotel.
A shady massage parlor.
Yeah, you go to the Ritz,
but
and
you
have
never go to the seedy strip plaza in the middle of Jupiter, Florida.
I know, but he's probably been doing it for years. He's probably been doing
it
forever.
Stupid for years.
Yeah, exactly.
They say that particular spot and maybe some of the others, it was like an open secret. You know how everybody knew that place in Laurel Lilies?
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody just knows.
Yeah, you just know.
You just know the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the known spot. And what really was making me crazy is Adam Schefter, of all people, tweeted that that's not the biggest
name
yet that's
right.
going to come out.
Right.
And so then I started thinking, oh, my God, is it going to be Tiger?
It's going to be Tiger. It's right there in Jupiter.
Is it gonna
Tiger's backyard.
Is it going to be Trump? Or who is it going to be? Michael Jordan's got a place down there. Ernie Els, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson. I mean, all these guys got places down there.
Big sillies down there in Jupiter.
I mean,
all
who's
for
gonna
a $59
be?
Massage.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Tiger.
But then later, they're kind of backing off that.
Yeah.
They're backing off that. So,
but there were a bunch of big dogs. I mean, the former CFO of Citigroup was there. He got arrested.
Horny. Yeah. So horny.
A couple other guys. I mean, that was the spot there
in
Jupiter.
Apparently the hot
Jessica
spot.
Jessica Korda's boyfriend.
Yes.
Johnny Del Prete. I don't know how you say his name. He's an ex-golfer, and he's caddied for her before.
Yep.
Girl, the boyfriend of LPGA star Jessica Korda. He was caught up in it.
Well, I've never heard of that LPGA star. I
mean, how would you know who that is?
You know his dad. You know her dad. Peter Korda.
Peter Korda. Yeah.
These guys, guys like strange. They just
the thing is, they're not even, they're just, they're giving them a quick little hitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, who knows what they're doing?
Yeah, you don't know that.
Well, I think that's what they said. There was no sex. It was.
Oh, okay.
It was
the happy ending.
Basically that, and maybe something,
I understand.
Yeah. A BJ Raj.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the question is, what's the NFL do? This is conduct policy.
I don't know.
What happened to Irsay when he got caught with the drugs?
I'm sure he probably got fined.
He got six game suspension.
I'm telling you, they should be out of the business of the suspension. I'm for a league which lets the teams decide. If the team wants to do something, they can decide, and you let the law decide and just stay out of figuring out how to suspend people for all these various acts.
Well, look, no one cares if an owner is suspended.
It has no impact on anything. It's kind of interesting. The Barstool guys are freaking out.
It's just embarrassment for him.
Again, just make a spot in your basement, have a massage table, have some incense burning, have a bunch of candles, and have your 20-year-old Asian woman that's going to take care of you. But do it in the privacy of your own home. See,
I always think of Jason in these cases because he always talks about shutting it down. This is a 77-year-old guy. He's still getting after it.
He is sized.
Yeah, he likes to get after it.
You don't do it in
public. I guess 38's not young enough for him. His girlfriend's 38 years old.
Apparently not. Yeah. You don't do it at the Orchid Day Spa right next to the Papa John's right off the highway in Jupiter.
Here's the difference, Jason. Dumb.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Like I said, he's probably been doing it for years. Probably. The last thing he figured was, I'm going to get caught today with cameras in my room.
Here's the difference, Jason. At the Orchid Day Spa, they don't nag him.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
You could go in there for a quick hitter.
But Cakes is right. If you're going to do something like that, just have the girl come to your place or go to a hotel and have her come there.
Right.
I actually think it's too bad. It's a show. The human trafficking element is what makes it a debacle.
Yep.
But you should be able to go to some place to get a massage, and if you pay an extra 20 and you get hooked, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
It's not like he's married. He should be able to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, two consenting adults. The problem is, I think in this kind of industry, it's often not two consenting adults. So that's the problem.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
My understanding is it's just a misdemeanor. I don't think the NFL can really do that much. It is a huge embarrassment.
Second degree misdemeanor, first offense.
Here's where he'll care is if the video leaks.
Right.
Then he's really going to care because that's not going to be good.
No.
Let's go to Dave, College Park. What's up? Might be.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, how are you, man?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say, I was just flipping the tube, and I saw Cakes talking about, bringing Robert Kraft, bringing the girl back to the house. First of all, look, the guy's 77 years old. He hangs out with Meek Mill. He goes to these rap concerts and parties. The guy doesn't care. He's a billionaire. Listen, he's just having fun. He's been doing this many times. It's a well-known spot, popular spot. Okay, this place has been well known down in the community. Now, what's going on in the state of Florida is they're doing a sting operation all over the state,
right?
And they're looking at these workers that are coming from other countries, and that's what's going on. They got them tipped off. There's been many complaints. In fact, these cops are talking about the reason this thing has been going on is just because some people really going for real massages were making complaints about stuff that's going on in there. And so I'm just saying, listen, I'm not knocking the guy. I think what Jim Irsay did with the Colts driving with drugs was way worse than what Robert Kraft did. Listen, the guy's 76 years old, lost his wife. Guy just having a little fun. Give me a break. And personally, I do believe it is worse to bring a girl, like say he ordered from a hotel in Tampa while they're down there. I think that'd be a little bit worse than going to a massage bar. I mean, people go to a massage bar. Let's be honest here. Come on.
Yeah,
So I just
yeah, but at least if you go to a hotel, you're not going to get caught.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Robert Kraft is a popular person.
Well, there's not going to be cameras in your hotel room. Come on.
Well, that's true, but Ben Roethlisberger got caught, when he went to the hotel to do something. Listen, all I'm just saying, my final point is this, and I do believe Goodell is going to get him for some suspension and some games because it is an embarrassment of the league. And if you don't think that Goodell wants to throw the book at the Patriots after they've had.
But they can suspend him for a season. It's not going to affect the team.
Yeah, suspension doesn't matter.
It's not going to affect anybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the owner's there.
But I would say this, Jason. I've seen enough of these sort of you know, like 48-hour shows that know that police will sometimes have hotels staked out.
That'll happen.
Definitely have cameras.
Go back to Mayor Barry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're inside his hotel
in there.
Room.
Yeah. You're never really safe.
Bottom line is you're true. You're never really safe. But the last thing he thought was he's going to go in there with cameras.
Agreed.
I mean, I guarantee he's been going there forever.
Well, maybe.
Or going, maybe not going to that particular
and
spot, but going to those forever.
When you're worth $6.6 billion, you shouldn't need hookers. Like that, the $6.6 billion in front of your net worth is your aphrodisiac. That is your ticket in. You shouldn't have to pay ever.
I told you, guys like Strange.
He was just going
That's
to knock one out, Kay.
What's he going to go out to the bar and pick up some 25-year-old?
So here's the question I have. And I didn't notice this at the time, and now I'm seeing it this morning. They're saying the 77-year-old Kraft, who is worth $6 billion, was twice videotaped in a sex act at a shopping center. So that means he went twice?
Yeah, I said it was twice. I have a question. This is about the mechanics of it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. If Robert Kraft knows he wants the happy ending, does he just go straight to the happy ending, or does he actually get the massage for like 40 minutes?
Why wouldn't you get the massage?
I don't know.
I think you would get the massage first.
Unfortunately, I have zero experience with this, but I would want the full treatment. I would want the full massage,
right?
And then go ahead, let's knock it out at the end.
You start like head down, let them hook
with
up
the full
your
treatment. Back,
everything.
Some oils, the
and
whole
they,
thing.
And then they do your chest.
Let's experiment. Let's all go get a massage today.
I mean, we're going to be in that neck of the woods in less than a week.
So he's on the clock. He's his full hour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends. If you go there like at 2 in the morning and you're hammered, that might be a different situation than if you're going in the middle of the day.
Some of those guys might come just to smash or whatever.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Alexandria.
Oh, I bet some of them do.
Mark, what's up?
Gentlemen, 2 points. First of all, Robert should have said, because, you know, once they said they got video, he should have denied it. He should have said, I'm 77 years old. I'm a widower. You're dang straight. I got a happy ending. But besides that, that much money, get on a plane and go to Amsterdam or Clark County, Nevada. I understand you got urges and stuff, but there's a whole lot of better ways to do that with that kind of money.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing. That's the biggest thing. All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Got 6 rings.
Yeah, but he's still being publicly shamed. You wouldn't want
never going to go away. He's always going to stain him, and when he passes, we're going to talk about it. So like,
and he was out hanging at a pre-Oscars party.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah. He was in L.A. hanging out at some party and having cocktails.
Down.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Misdemeanor, but it's always going to be there on his right. Now, he won't care to be dead, but it's always going to be there. When they read all of his accomplishments, they're also going to say at the end he was busted for going to, you know, a shady massage bar.
And the 38-year-old girlfriend probably gives him a pass because she's probably hanging on trying to get some bucks at the end of it.
What is she going to do?
She's with the 77-year-old.
She probably has a side piece, too. Probably has a 22-year-old dude. Maybe. Coming to Kraft's mansion when he's in L.A.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. I got no problem with this, man. The guy's, like you said, he's got a girlfriend. I mean, widowed, you know, whatever, man. Let the guy, man, have some fun.
The problem is the human trafficking part of it. That's the problem.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any. So, yeah, that's the point. I mean, you know, he was going for a certain thing. He was handling his business. He's not worried about the human traffic. I mean, you know, that's a certain thing mistake he made.
Yeah,
whatever.
But he's contributing to the problem. Leverage,
yeah, but he doesn't know, dude.
He doesn't know.
The real problem is the woman who owns the parlor, who's bringing the chicks in from Thailand or China, wherever they're from, who, you know, maybe they're underage, maybe they're not, but they're only brought here for one reason. She's really looking at hard times.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But based on stories, when you go to one with that name, I would question it. You know what I mean? You're not going to a brand name.
What was
like
the name
Massage
of it?
Envy.
Orchid Day Spa.
I would question it.
What do you mean?
Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
You're only going there for one reason if you're a patron, I think. I would say the vast majority of their patrons or customers know what's doing there, or they're at least hoping.
What if you're just a random dog that stumbles into the place and you don't know that the shadiness is going on?
Then you probably
you're probably okay
because
you're
on video the regular
just
treatment.
Getting your regular massage.
Yeah, because you don't even know the jargon. You don't know put the extra 20.
Yeah, you don't know how it all works.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The Orchids of Asia. Oh, Bobby Kraft.
Oh, this segment would have been funnier years ago.
Yeah.
About 9 or 10 years ago.
What are you going to do? Still kind of funny. It's just embarrassing. That's the biggest thing. It's embarrassing. And of course,
but there are those stings all the time because I think in, you know, my old neighborhood,
of course,
they had a couple of those places with similar names. I'm telling you. Yeah, wasn't well, a brand yeah, name.
Wasn't like a massage.
Yeah, they're homemade mom and pop Asian massage.
And they were parlors. In storefronts where in the Kentlands, they have these storefronts where it's like four stories, looks like a townhouse in the bottom floor. And there's a couple places I'm like, how is this place staying in business? And that's probably how
that's exactly
it's
shadiness
was.
Is
well,
probably how it's happening.
Well, they just busted a bunch
happening.
Of them in Montgomery County a few years ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, there's one 5 minutes from my house. Never been. I just know that it got busted.
Right.
It hurt in Durwood.
I'm sure you never went.
Never went.
Phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to weigh in. Coming up at 7:20, Jim Salisbury, Philly's insider for NBC Sports Philly, will give us the latest on Bryce Harper. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A reminder, a week from now, we're going to be doing our show from spring training.
That's right.
We're heading down to West Palm Beach on Sunday doing the show March 4th and 5th.
Bung Bung Beach.
From spring training. We need to thank the Hilton West Palm Beach because they're hooking us up with unbelievable accommodations. We were there last year, loved it. It's just 2 miles from the beach, 3 miles from Palm Beach International Airport. It's a AAA, four diamond Hilton West Palm Beach in the ideal location. My question is this. Grant Nanny interviewed basically everybody on the team.
They did, yes.
Is anybody left?
They did a great job.
Are they going to be? Yeah. Are they going to be willing to get interviewed again?
We'll just get four
other clowns.
Those guys do it every day. They go out there every day and are interviewed by somebody, so it doesn't matter.
True, but they had sit downs with everybody ranging from Rizzo to Strasburg.
Well, Strasburg was in the locker room, which we won't get because we won't go in.
I'm not going to the locker room.
It's
just an awkward bit.
But you also have to remember when they're doing their show, those guys are all available.
Nobody
will be
there
show.
When we're there.
For the first 3 hours, there won't be anybody there for us.
Yeah.
So we'll have to crank them out in the last hour.
Yeah.
Maybe last couple hours.
Nationals PR office usually very good to us. So
very good.
Looking
we have to make
to
sure
it.
That we have the tape. What's it called? The table.
Table skirt.
Table skirt. So, and I'm wearing jeans. No, there'll be no cankles on TV in 2019.
Mm-hmm. It scarred you for a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's you just have to be
being
prepared.
Joned on you, scarred you.
You have to be prepared for these things, JP, whenever
so
you're traveling.
So the whole NBC Sports Washington crew flying out there for this also, like they did last
year?
I'm
sure a couple of them will be.
Yeah.
Same guys, that do the cameras.
Mitch and a couple other guys will be there.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
We'll have a little bit of a different setup.
Uh-huh.
With tablecloths and what we call step and repeats, the backdrop and all that stuff.
So it'll look
fancy.
Good.
It'll look better.
What's the step and repeat? That's the backdrop?
That's the thing you take pictures in front of out there.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Nice.
Very good.
It'll look a lot better than it did last year. Because last year, this looked like four idiots at a table.
Well, that's pretty much nailed it.
Our cable access show looked better.
It looked minor league.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's how we started, though. Everything comes full circle.
No, but we looked better.
We're just going back
honestly.
To our roots.
We looked better when we first started than that.
Nah, but some reason I'm remembering these pictures when we did that show from the Spirit of Washington, whatever cruise that was Daryl Green had with Art Monk. It was just a nubby white fold-out table.
That could be true. But that wasn't for television.
True.
That was just for radio.
That was
it doesn't
just
really
for radio.
Matter.
Yeah. Totally didn't matter. It's a great point.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. A lot going on. I don't know if you're going to get into college hoops a lot, but I'm starting to pay a little attention. The amount of local teams, and now that we're on in Roanoke and Norfolk, like that are going to get in the tournament, it's a lot. I mean, first of all, ODU, VCU, and Virginia, they're atop the conferences. their respective conferences.
Yeah, but doesn't mean ODU is going to get in as an at-large. They're probably still going to have to win their conference tournament. They're having a very good year.
True, but ODU, VCU, UVA, yep. They're all in first place.
Yes.
And then teams like Maryland, Virginia Tech, they're going to get in.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big win for the Terps on Saturday over Ohio State. I mean, you know, they were a significant favorite in the game. I think they were 5.5, 6-point favorite, win the game by 10.
Cowan's starting to play well after kind of having struggles.
He had four games, maybe three games, where he just really didn't play well. Didn't play well in the Purdue game, even though they won. He turned the ball over a ton of times. But and I know he was frustrated. But, yeah, he's played well in the last couple. So, good win for the Terps. I don't know if you guys watched the Duke-Syracuse game on Saturday night.
Did not.
Duke, obviously, without Zion. And Syracuse playing pretty well in the first half. You know, they were hitting some shots. They weren't letting Duke control the boards. They weren't letting Duke dominate the paint.
Who's the white guy for Duke who started stroking it?
O'Connell, yeah. He came in and started. He's a good player. But second half, Syracuse couldn't make a shot. Couldn't make a shot at all.
And Boeheim did coach.
And Boeheim did coach.
Spoke about it.
Yep.
Thought he handled it well.
They had a moment of silence right before for the family. Appropriate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's got to handle it their own way.
Obviously a distraction. You know, and I'm sure the players feel it too. But anyway, so Duke outscored Syracuse by 15 in the second half to win that game. But we are, I was telling.
Are they the number one team or is Gonzaga number one? Not that it matters, but.
Well, Duke is number one in the polls.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, doesn't matter. They're going to be one seeds. But I was telling Pedro last week, I'm kind of over the regular season. You know, the regular season.
You're done with it.
We kind of know who the really good teams are. You know, certain teams will be battling for seeds, but I'm ready for conference tournament play, which starts next Monday. I believe March 4th is when the Atlantic Sun starts. So some of the smaller conference will start their conference tournaments early next week. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for postseason play. I'm ready for the one-and-done type matchups. The regular season's taken a long time for me, so I'm ready. I'm ready for postseason.
Yeah, like I told you, I didn't watch that. I got locked in on the AAF. I watched Memphis take on Orlando and watched the whole thing.
Can't believe you watched that.
You know what
that.
Made it a little bit better was because it was on the NFL Network, they had Mooch doing the game. And Mooch is just kind of interesting, yeah. Familiar voice.
He's entertaining, charismatic.
Yeah, so they had Mooch. I can't
was
remember.
Was that the game of Trent Richardson score? I saw Trent Richardson has a ton of touchdowns.
No.
On Larry Brown Sports, I believe, they dubbed it, though, the most typical Trent Richardson performance. Like, it says he's got 5 or 6 touchdowns in 3 games, but it was 12 carries for 27 yards, and every touchdown is under 5
yeah,
yards.
That's what he does. That's his specialty.
But getting back to the announcers, you know, you never watch a game for announcers, really.
Correct.
But when you hear familiar voices, even though you don't really recognize the names out. So I think it was Andrew Siciliano who does, like, Red Zone, right, during the NFL season. And then you had Mooch. They were calling the game on the NFL Network. It just made it. I don't know, made it palatable for me, and I watched it.
I mean, not that they were all in the same time, but the fact that you watched the AAF over Duke-Syracuse tells me you're totally out on college hoops.
I don't know what time of the Duke-Syracuse was. I just, once I had the...
It was on at 6, so...
Yeah, after.
Yeah, it was after.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even on your radar.
I watched it instead of the Wizards game.
I was out. Now, I was at a place that had the game, so I saw kind of the end of it. I didn't pay that much attention to it. Like I said, I saw that the white guy who I didn't... You know he was. Like, had Zion been playing, maybe he doesn't get many minutes.
He comes off the bench. I mean, he's more of a shooter. He gets minutes. He's in the rotation, but he wouldn't start it, obviously.
Right. But hold he on, put let's... up 20. But the I saw also, I think it was Saturday, UVA looked like they were going to go down. Like, they were down significantly.
They were down 10.
To Louisville.
Louisville hits a bank shot from 40 feet at the buzzer at the end of the first half to go up 10. So they're dominating Virginia. And then they hit, like, 3 shots the rest of the game. They're outscored 37-15 in the second half.
All right, real quick, let's go to Scott in Lanham. He wants to harken back to the Robert Kraft story here. Looks like he's got his own experience. Scott, what's up? Scott, Hello. Are you there?
Yay, hey, what's going on, Chucks? How you doing, fellas?
What's up, Scott?
What's
great.
Up? What's up?
What's your deal?
Well, as I was explaining to your producer, man, I like to do that at least once a week, man. I used to go a couple of times a week, but it started hitting my pockets kind of hard.
So hold on. You got a spot where in PG County?
Is there one spot you go to?
Don't out it, but there is a spot you go to?
There's about 5 different spots that I go to within the PG County, Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. Unbelievable. And they're just like amongst other retail establishments?
Are they in strip malls?
Yeah, there's, some of them are in strip malls. Some of them actually have the name of like acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of, it's kind of things I've heard through the grapevine. They say, hey, just look for the sign that says acupuncture.
Right.
And you know, you go
well,
in
that's
and
the
you
new
kinda,
bit.
You
don't even bother
there.
With the massage. You go right. there for acupuncture.
What's wow. the? Well, I asked about this before. What are the mechanics? Uh-huh. Do you actually go through the entire massage, or do you just get
you
it up
actually?
Front?
When you go through the door, just real quick, when you go through the door, there's like a house lady. It's like, this is her house. Mm-hmm. So you're going to give her $60.
Right.
That takes you, she takes you then into a little room where you're kind of waiting, and then she tells you, take your clothes off.
Uh-huh.
Take your clothes off. They leave, there's a robe and a towel and some flip-flops in there. Once you put all of those so things gross. On, there's another young woman that'll come and knock on the door
right.
and will ask you if you're ready, and she'll ask you if you want to shower.
Right.
And she'll then take you into the shower, and she scrubs you from head to toe, and she'll ask permission for certain areas to wash.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then
you say yes.
They'll take right. you in.
You never
no.
say no.
Don't walk
right
there.
Right.
That's always a yes.
Right.
And
exactly.
then after that, they'll take you into a, I guess it's called like a little sauna room where you dry off.
Right.
It's like a heated room.
Right.
And then from there, they take you into the little room with the bed. And you're always stomach down first.
Right.
I guess you'd understand the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give you the massage. And once they turn you over, they'll ask you, what do you want? And then they'll say, let's just say 80, 100, or 120. You guys can kind of use your imagination as to what that is.
Right.
And you let them know. If it's 120, then she'll say she'll be right back. She comes back, and it's on and popping from there.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. Don't you feel
so
like,
you're
what,
spending
is your,
a lot,
what is your relationship
you were spending
status?
A lot of money, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
Scott,
spending $500
I'm curious,
bucks a week.
Are you just a single Scott, are you just a single guy? What's the deal?
Well, you know what? It's like this. It's not that I'm single. It's just that I do have a significant other, but there's times when the fantasy part takes over. And there are some of these places you go into, you have a you can choose between like three or four women,
mm-hmm.
and that's the fantasy part. You know, these women are money when they come out. You're like, oh my god! So you're trying to decide on which one you want. Once you pick that certain one, it's like a fantasy. So
right.
I'm not mad.
But now,
at
when you
at
hear
all.
About when you hear about like the human trafficking aspect of it, doesn't that really make you think twice about it though?
Well, it does now. It's kind of put a damper on my plans for this week. But,
for this
but,
week.
I mean, yeah, and that's kind of, that's the sad part of it. I will say that with all
of
the
course.
Respect. That's the sad part.
Of course, of course. All right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate
probably
it.
Probably not sad
all
enough fellas. To stop from going again in the future.
Oh, he's going
to
go today.
No, he said it might damper for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Whatever. That's he's more part. Excited after that craft
story. Didn't have the human trafficking element of it, and then I could see it.
Drab had a legitimate question. What is your question, Drab?
Well, I wanted to know, since it sounds like he's having full-blown sex.
Sounds like for the 120.
100%.
The extra 20, yeah.
Yeah.
Is how into it the masseuse is.
Probably not.
Oh, they,
probably not much.
And like, how long does it last for?
Keep calling her masseuse like she has a degree.
I mean, these girls got to bang these dirty guys, fat dirty guys.
So gross. I wouldn't even want to put the robe on.
Of course they don't want to.
Yeah, it's so gross.
You know what I mean? You want to get into that shower?
Everything about that is just gross.
That was like a five-step
you
want to
get in the shower?
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his
a
process
lot.
Was just, you go in a sauna.
Hey, he's just
how'd they get a business shower. License where the guys are going in there getting right. showers and everything?
Hey, he's just trying to get it in. You
know,
he doesn't care about how clean it is.
But as soon as they put the shower in, doesn't that raise the red flag
right.
for like the,
right.
the licensor people?
For the license
yeah.
in 2020?
Hold on, you're putting a shower in for acupuncture?
They probably aren't checking.
I mean, I haven't had acupuncture, but I've had dry needling, and there's no showering.
No.
You lift up your pants a little bit, and they just start right. sticking needles in your knee.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that good.
Yeah, it's not
there's
so
somebody scrubbing you down in the shower.
Right,
and asking
you
permission to do the non
scrub your Jimmy Johnson.
Right. JP, we got a lot more we can get into. I don't
Let's
know if
do
you
it.
Want to do it in, you know, next segment or later in the show, but I certainly want to talk about Tiger and the WGC. We'll talk about the Caps trades that they made.
I said let's do it before you brought up golf.
And then Caps,
okay.
Caps played a couple. They played back-to-back over
made
the weekend.
Made some trades.
Yep. Yeah. Bryce update.
We got to get the Bryce update, yeah.
All that, yeah. Plus, I mean, what, Kevin's got to call in. This is his big day, right? After
I think he's
going
to join us right around 8:40.
Okay, good.
Did
so
he
we
do
will
a,
talk to him
did
later.
Did he do an Oscar party last night?
I don't
sure
know.
He did.
I don't know. All I know is he kept.
Doesn't he get dressed up with his wife?
Oh yeah,
probably.
I'm sure he did.
His whole life is
probably
movie
was wearing
bits.
A tux last night.
I think he probably was.
But I just know he kept predicting Roma, right? That was the Netflix.
That was the favorite.
It won several awards. Won best director, best cinematography. Probably should have won best picture based on that, but I think they maybe tossed them the foreign film award.
Right. Okay.
And then Green Book was the upset.
I thought the actress from Roma was supposed to win. No, I guess not.
No, I think Glenn Close was supposed to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was the actor from The Favorite.
Gotcha.
The girl from Roma, that was her first acting job. She's never acted before.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see it, did you?
I haven't seen Roma.
Yeah. No.
All right, so we will come back, open up some more Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.